accession number 20396, reel 8.
Mr. Thompson, reel 8.
Yeah, besides people were celebrating at the Padang during the closing ceremony, were there any forms of celebrations by the people?
No, there wasn't. People were very happy. Good, they were very angry with the Japanese, as you know that. Mm. Especially the Chinese, the way they were treated. You know, not so much the Malays. You know, as I say, the Malays and Indians, some of the, many of them here were collaborators. But the Chinese who were suffered a lot, they were there, those shopkeepers and whoever could go down and see, they booed and booed and booed and jeered at the Japanese, and they felt very ashamed of themselves. Mm. They just put their head down and walked. That's all. Walked straight, the head down. They won't look left or look right.
Now, did you witness any revenge killings or any conflicts between
there was a little bit, you know, especially those who were collaborators, they were very scared. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had collaborated with the Japanese, when the end came, and you are responsible for somebody's son or father or husband being taken in and been you know, tortured and killed, won't you be scared? Because, you know, reprisal, you see what I mean? They were waiting to have their own back on this chap. And if they found them on the road, I believe there were some killings. Some of them were killed, you know. They were not given any chance, like, you know, we couldn't do anything.
Now, were the Japanese military currency notes still in use?
The British wouldn't recognize that currency note. So what they did was, they had a value for it. They said so many Japanese currency notes, we give. Singapore currency notes had no value. I believe the currency note that had a bit of value was in Java. Those had a bit of a value, it seems. That's what I understood.
And what were food prices like then? No.
Food prices were very cheap. Very, very cheap. When I went out of camp, as I told you, I had rations. And besides that, I had some money, you know. Mm. I had some British currency notes given to me. So, you know, like my mother got so much, I got so much, my brothers, each one of us had some allowance, you know. And with that, we could buy things for quite cheap then.
Now, since you have experienced the Japanese occupation, how did it affect you personally? How did the Japanese occupation affect you personally?
Well, I thought that 3.5 years was a very bad dream, you might say. That's what I would put it to, you know. It's really a nightmare. And I always told this to my people, my children, and especially the younger generation, those who were born after the occupation period, and who seem to be well off today, that you would never like to see another war like this. Whether it be Japanese or anybody, a war is a terrible thing. The suffering, the misery, the grief. I've seen people being killed and seen being tortured, crying and screaming and things like that. It's very, very sad. Especially in camp when someone dies and he hears a Jew that died, you know, I think. And the people were screaming around this person that died, you know, yelling in their heart out, you know. It was very, very sad. Very heartbreaking it was.
And do you think that it affected Singapore on the whole?
Well, I tell you how it affected Singapore. With the Japanese coming to Singapore, they've taught the people one thing. And you will know this also, that the people here should get independence. You see, the British had suppressed it. You know, the British were colonialists. And they were looking after this place. And they had all the best of everything, you know, because they were the masters there at that time. And the Japs told the people this, and sort of, you know, inside them, sort of explain to them, why don't you get your own independence? We've come here, we're going to liberate you, we're going to give you independence. Like, so after the Japs had gone, then the people in Singapore must have taught them, sir, well, it's time that we ruled ourselves and not someone telling us what we have to do. We do our things, what we think is right, we do ourselves, you see. And that's how things changed politically as well. And the British, of course, had to give up, as you know. Malaya went at that time, was known Malaya, and the Philippines had gone back to the Americans, and the Dutch had given up the East Indies, Java and all that, they were given up to the Dutch, and the French people lost. They tried to hold on to Vietnam, and they were fighting with the Vietnamese, they had to give up. Then the British eventually gave up Singapore too as well in Malaya.
Now, what about the economic and the cultural aspect? Do you think that that the Japanese has affected Singapore?
Yeah, the Japanese have taught people something about, you know, about what happened in the past. They were always told them that the British people had sort of were your bosses and sort of suppressed you. They didn't want you to do this and give you any extra education and all that. And you could not get to the top post, that's one thing. And if you had independence like we had, gradually we phased out all these British had gone back to their home, and our own people took over all these top posts. Before that, you'll never be able to take up all top posts. We had the rank of inspectors. Inspectors, a few local people were inspectors. They were British inspectors, like ASPs and DSPs, the Deputy Superintendent Planning Commissioner of Police, all that was European. Even in General Hospital too, the sisters, always English. No local person could be a sister. You know that? That's true. That was the case, you see. And the same thing goes to the City Council, known as the City Council, MCS men, they call them Municipal Commissioners. They were all Europeans, all English people on top. And none of our people were, you know, able to run the department, being the right at the top. We always booked. We were down below.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Thompson. Thank you.
That's all. Thank you.